This is, like I say, there used to be a guy come down our street every Tuesday, sell vegetables, and his name was Mr. Megna. He was an Italian guy, but we didn't know how to pronounce Megna. We called him Mr. Megna. My mom would say, Mr. Megna's coming. We can buy some vegetables and have some meat in the freezer so I don't have to go to the grocery store. So all these women would come running when he came down with their pocketbooks when he came down the street in his truck. It looked like a good job to me. You could hear him coming because he gets to the top of the street, he rolls his window down, starts singing a little song about what he had for sale in the back of the truck. Sound like this.
Top of your street, I shout my name from the driver's seat. This Magnus truck coming to your door. Buy it up this week and buy some more next Tuesday. I come every Tuesday. Well, that's a Magnus produce right to your door. Playing your supper when you hear me. Get your grocery list ready when you.
My mom, he'd say, Mrs. O'Brien, I got some tomatoes saved for you. Just the way you like them, nice and juicy and ripe. They're about to split apart. I'll go get them for you.
I got potatoes. I got aubergine. I got okra. I got sweet corn. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you.
The mandolin with a thyroid condition here, the bouzouki. Okay, thank you, Mr. Bouzouki. I'm going to play a song, another sort of autobiographical number. It's really actually, my dad wrote it. He doesn't know it because he passed on, but these are his, pretty much his words, the stuff that he would say when I would visit him or to call him on the phone. And He was 96 when he died. He practiced law until he was 95. And he drove up until a month before he died. People knew to look out for him there in that home little town, West Virginia. When my mom died, he was lonesome, but he said, "Don't worry about me. I'm not going to pair up with some widow." He said, "If I take a widow out to dinner, I'll take two or three." And that's what he would do on Wednesdays. And because none of them could see. He could drive. He couldn't hear. It was actually a good arrangement because he couldn't hear them, but he could see. So he could drive them. It looked good. And you go to the, they kind of shout at each other across the table. It was good. It was a good thing. Anyway, I miss him dearly. I miss him greatly. But I get to sing this song. It's his own words. It's called "I'm Not Afraid to Die."